Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be here tonight. God has been good, and oh my, how he has helped. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, we go through things. And I have a couple things here to say. I did talk with Brother Matt, who was here those couple summers ago, and he asked me to greet everybody. And he had some exciting news. It looked like he was going to get veteran status, and that would supplement his income and provide for, I believe, insurance needs. And so it's kind of exciting because he had applied for it other times and it never came through, and he plunged through again, and it looks like it's going to come through this time for him. Praise the Lord. But oh my, yes, he's excited. And praise the Lord, he did say to greet everybody. He says this church means a lot to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I do want to thank everybody who prayed for me today and all those wonderful blessings that I received. Oh, praise the Lord. It was quite a neat day. Just the Lord helping me. I hadn't slept very well last night, and I do thank God for the wonderful strength that he gives. Praise the Lord. It's just like sometimes everything is kind of funny. My one eye wouldn't focus real well and all kinds of strange things, but got better. Thank the Lord. And oh yes, we had wonderful prayers, and oh, God has helped me. Praise the Lord. What can I say? We serve a mighty God, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to pray and to come before the throne of God and just, to petition him for our needs. I know Sister Diane was having a hard time on the weekend, it seems, and praise the Lord, I just feel like God helped her, and I know God has brought all of us through. I'm seeing Sister Barb here tonight, and I know there's many good things that God has done on her behalf, too. Praise the Lord. Yes, she's, had a testimony likewise. And, we must not limit God. For, oh my, he can do so much beyond what we could ever think in our heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's certainly full of surprises. Diane?
Yeah, I have to thank the Lord too, and for everybody's prayers too, because my blood pressure was up over this time, over the weekend and up till today and stuff, and it was up there, and I had my doctor appointment today, and I was pretty much prepared for her to want to up my medication or something, and I went in, and my blood pressure was perfect.
Diane, praise the Lord!
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, I love it. Praise the Lord. I don't know if everybody online could hear that, but Sister Diane testified to say that her blood pressure had been really high, and she had a doctor's appointment today and wasn't quite sure what they would try to do, but she went in there and her blood pressure was perfect. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. Oh, we are so blessed to know our God. Amen. He has helped us. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go to him in prayer. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, God, for what you've done. Oh, your greatness and your goodness to us. Oh, the favor that you have shown us, Lord. And oh, God, the fact that, oh, we could gather here tonight. Oh, Lord, be it online or, God, be it here in the pew. But, oh, God, oh, Lord, you know, oh, God, our great needs. And, oh, God, you gave us this time, Lord, to worship you, to praise you. Oh, God, oh, Lord, to hear thy word. Oh, Lord Jesus, to grow in you. And I just pray, oh, God, that you would move in the name of Jesus, that you would talk to our hearts. I pray that you'd give us what we have need of. Oh, God, we could do nothing without you, Lord. And we come before thee, petitioning thee, oh, Lord, thanking thee for thy mercies, thanking you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the prayers that you've answered. Thank you for the strength that you've given us. Oh God, the ability. Oh Lord, how you help us, Lord. Oh God, as pilgrims and strangers in this world. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. And oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would move, Lord, that you touch us, Lord. I pray for Diane and Barb's brother too, Lord. Oh God, that you'd have mercy on Jack, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd reach out and touch him. Oh God, you know this need, and we bring him before you right now, Lord. And we ask, oh Lord, that, oh, you would move in his life, that you would cause him to see, that you give him understanding, even questions, Lord. Oh God, the time that we have here on earth is so precious. I pray, oh God, that you'd help us, Lord. Oh God, to value it and to respond properly, Lord. And oh God, likewise, help Jack, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Move in his life. Change him, Lord. Oh God, we just give him to you and ask, oh Lord, that you would do your will, oh Lord, that you would work a wonderful thing in his life, Lord. And, oh God, I just also pray for Mackenzie. Oh God, also, Lord, that you would strengthen her and help her, Lord, that you would touch her tonight, Lord. Oh God, oh Lord, that her body would be made whole, Lord, for we come to you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Ask you to touch Mackenzie and to come, Lord, and oh God, that you'd strengthen her, Lord God, oh Lord, oh God, we come against any infirmity in the name of Jesus and ask that you'd give her strength, Lord, enablement. Oh Lord, that health that she seeks. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh God. Oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you know every need, Lord. Oh God, you know every individual. Oh God, you know us as individuals as we come before thee, Lord. And I pray that you would move the mountains. You know the burdens that, oh Lord, your children have. And I pray, oh God, that you would touch lives. Oh God, that you would change. I pray that you'd reach out to seek and to save tonight, Lord. I pray, oh God, oh Lord, that you would have your way. Lord, I give you this message. I ask you to use it. Oh God, I ask you to touch lives. Oh God, let the devil be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you give us strength. Oh Lord, and ears to hear. Oh Lord, a mind to perceive. Oh Lord, eyes that are opened. And, oh yes, can see the good things that, oh Lord, you would have us to know. Oh, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Touch our lives. Use this message. I give it to you, Lord. I ask you to have your way, Lord, for I can do nothing, Lord. It's just you, Lord. And I thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, our God is good. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh yeah, many obstacles sometimes. But nothing is too hard for our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Yeah, sometimes I've been kind of going through a detox and it's not always so easy. But God is good. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Okay, we're going to be turning to Romans 5 tonight. We're going to call this message Justified. Praise the Lord. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing to think that we have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And, you know, even just thinking about that word, well, we could say it means to be made just as we take it apart. Or we could also bring out the definition as to be declared righteous. And we know that on our own we have no righteousnesses of our own at all. We know, as it tells us in Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we all are as unclean thing, as an unclean thing, and all our unrighteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Oh, the hopeless state of man without the Lord. You know, we've been born into this world with our sin nature. And I'll tell you what, in these times that we live, I don't think people really perceive the ugliness of sin. oh my, you know, it's kind of joked at and, you know, kind of taken lightly. And, you know, people will say, well, everybody sins. And so, you know, that should excuse me for my little bit, huh? No, we desperately, definitely need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be forgiven our sins and our trespasses. We definitely, oh, need to give them over to the Lord. Oh, sin isn't going to enter into heaven. But praise the Lord, He's given us opportunity to come before Him and to confess those sins, knowing that He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And oh yes, we know that we were all as sheep that had gone astray. We had, oh yes, gone everyone to our own ways, our own devices, our own thinking, our own excuses, all of those things. You know, there's not one of us that could say that we've lived without sin. Oh no, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, as it says in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 23. But praise the Lord, you know, though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sin will lead you to hell. But praise the Lord, we can give that sin over to the living God. And knowing that, oh, He's standing right there. He's ready to forgive us. Oh, He's waiting. He delights in forgiveness. Praise the Lord in taking those sins and burying them in the sea of His forgetfulness. Oh, praise the Lord, no longer to be remembered. And praise the Lord, we have that opportunity to be buried with Him in the waters of baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. What a privilege we have in serving our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Before I fully go to Romans 5, let's turn for a little bit to Isaiah, the 59th chapter. Oh, this is quite a chapter, and when we read it, I don't think I'm going to read the whole chapter, though it's all so related. But it shows the great need that we as individuals have for the saving power of our Lord and Savior. Amen. If we start by looking at verse 12 here, we're going to see the terrible state of sin. And this is the condition of old Israel here as Isaiah, the prophet, is penning it. He wrote in verse 12, "For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against thee. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them." You know, he's talking about a condition that doesn't sound very good at all. Things that are in front of them very boldly, obviously, and testifying against them. This is not good. Plus, they're multiplied. It says in verse 13, "In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood." Oh, the filth. Oh, in the hearts of individuals, the things that people conceive, the things that people think. Oh my, we're living in that kind of world where, you know, there's a lot of nastiness. Things we dare not look at because they're too filthy for our eyes. We don't want to even have them, you know, to come into our focus. We don't want to have to, you know, ever, you know, have that come back to our minds and, you know, be something that we have to desperately dismiss. But, oh, yes, that's the way of the world. And they've departed from God. And their way is to transgress, to lie, you know, to speak oppression. Oh, to talk about revolt. And, oh, boy, we know in this world that we live in right now, oh, my, there's talks of revolution and, you know, getting rid of our present government and, you know, all kinds of things in the making, in the hearts of people that fear not God. that hate God, matter of fact, you know, that have revolted against him and, you know, hate the way of life that we as Americans have had. They want to go to something that is truly despicable, socialism and communism and all these kind of things that, you know, were unimaginable when I was a girl. But, oh my, these things are things that have popped up in earlier times too. Oh yes, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Oh, it's a terrible thing when, you know, people tell lies so often that they maybe don't even know the truth anymore. Some people do it so naturally that it's scary. But oh my, that is not the way of a Christian by any means. Our heart needs to be cleaned out. It needs to be pure. And it's only God who can take those filthy things that are deep down inside. Oh, yes, and forgive us and blot them out. And, oh, give us a new heart, a new spirit. Oh, yes, so we can, oh, yes, meditate about the goodness of the Lord and the things that he has done for us. Praise the Lord, how he brought us up out of the miry clay and set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. But here's the condition here. Verse 14 says, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Oh my, this is not a good condition by any means at all. When there's no truth, it's fallen in the streets, and equity, boy, it's not heard of, obviously, because everything is based on falsehoods, misconceptions, lies. Oh my, they've made webs for their garments, you know, to try to cover themselves. It talks earlier in this chapter how they had hatched cockatrices, eggs, and they had woven the spider's web and all of that, and, you know, so bitter and so sneaky, and everyone that would eat of their eggs would die. And then, you know, they would crush what they could crush with, you know, their viperous poisons. Oh my, oh, there's people like that, oh yes, are right out there today in this world that we live. But, you know, here's a description from these earlier times also. Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. No goodness there at all. And it says, yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Oh my, now, isn't that pathetic? You know, somebody who wants to get right and do the proper things, you know, becomes a prey for, you know, these vultures who are trying to destroy and to take advantage of people in every way that they can. But praise the Lord, there is one that witnessed this. It tells us right here, and the Lord saw it. God Almighty, oh, he's not blind that he can't see. Oh, he's not hiding that he doesn't know. You know, no, he's very aware of what's going on in this world. Oh, yes, and he's there. Judgment is pending. Praise the Lord. If it isn't already falling, it's pending. And it's going to fall. This world is going to come to an end. And all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds that were done in their flesh. Amen. And here it is. Yes, the Lord saw it. He saw the condition of this fallen world. And it displeased him that there was no judgment. Oh, God doesn't like it when wrong is right and right is wrong. He doesn't like that. No. Oh, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And you know, it's not right when, you know, you're so perverted that you no longer know what is right. Instead, you might even think that wrong is right. In reality, not good at all. And the judgment that comes forth is crooked and wrong, perverted, terrible. Oh, God, help us, how we need the Lord in this time that we live. And wonder of wonders, here it says in verse 16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Oh, praise the Lord. God made a way. It says, therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Oh, yes, we had no righteousness that we could bring forth at all. Oh, we had no way to intercede in this dreadful condition. But praise the Lord, that God that we serve, that wonderful God, the creator of the universe, who witnessed this all, seeing there was no judgment, still he came to this earth. His arm brought forth salvation. He put on flesh to come to this world. It was like an extension. His arm, it was an extension of God himself, who came to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord. And so his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Oh, we'll never get into heaven with our own righteousness. But praise the Lord, he clothes his people with his righteousness so that we can stand before him there at the judgment seat. Oh, we can be clothed with that fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Praise the Lord. It explains in verse 17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Oh, I'll tell you what, our God came to this world as a man, Christ Jesus, as a Son of God. Oh, he put on righteousness as a breastplate. He was clothed with that, a helmet of salvation upon his head, the garments of vengeance. Oh, yes, and that day of vengeance is coming. And he was clad with zeal as a cloak. Oh, I'll tell you what, zeal is quite a wonderful thing. It can be a wonderful thing if it's for the right cause and purpose. Otherwise, oh my, it can certainly go the wrong way and do great damage. But God had zeal as a cloak, and that, you know, that is indicating his enthusiastic devotion to a cause. Just tireless devotion to a cause, and in having so much zeal for this that, you know, he would make a timeless effort to bring it to pass. And I'll tell you what, yes, our God, as the man Christ Jesus, came to this earth as with one purpose, with great zeal, yes, and that was to save us from our sins. Oh yes, he came to this world. Oh yes, with that flesh to bear our sins, to identify as one of us. But oh yes, then to take our place on that cross so that we might be forgiven our sins, to take our sins upon himself. Oh yes. Yes, death could not have claimed him had it not been that he claimed our sins, that he took our sins. He made intercession for us. He made a way so that wall, that petition, the barriers were brought down so that we could go to that throne of grace and obtain mercy. Oh, yes, to find grace. Oh, help in the time of need. Praise the Lord. Oh, he did that. Because he had such a zeal, he had such a love for his people, such a determination. He was going to come to this world and save us, to make a way so that which that had been lost through the transgression of the first man and the first woman, oh yes, could now be brought back and a way made to the living God so that we could be forgiven our trespasses and our sins. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he goes on to say, according to their deeds, verse 18, accordingly he will repay. Oh, that day of his vengeance, his payback day, fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. Oh, according to their deeds, it's going to be just, it's going to be fair. It's going to be according to God's determination. But oh, yes, that day is coming. Oh, indeed it is. Tells us in verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, praise the Lord. I've had that prayer prayed over me. Praise the Lord. The enemy does try to drown us out at times. It tries to, you know, come in and do as much damage as possible. But here we have the good news. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against that enemy that's trying to come upon us and overwhelm us and take advantage of us and bring us down, do all the damage that he can. Oh, praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord comes in, lifts up that standard high. Oh, yes. And praise the Lord, we gain the victory. We have the advantage because our Lord is with us. Oh, yes, and helps us in all our ways when we call upon him and seek to do his will. It tells us in verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, God coming to this earth as a son of God. Oh, yes, to make a way unto them that would turn from their transgressions, their sins, their iniquities, those things that separated them from God, all the disgusting things that they did. Oh, yes, that were in opposition to the ways of God. Oh, praise the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Praise the Lord, and I believe this refers to the continuing power of the Word of God. Oh, nothing is going to stop God. They have tried, and I imagine they will continue to try. I'm sure they will. But nothing is going to stop our God. Praise the Lord. His word is going to go forth, and oh, his will is going to be done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is so good. You know, we baptized a young girl, maybe, I don't know if it's 2 months ago now or 3 months ago, Brianna was her name, and you know, that was a marvel. She's since moved to another town, and it's not so easy for her to get here, I think, but anyway, it was a marvel, because here she was, a junior in high school, and you know, come to find out, her mother was a pagan, but somehow she started reading the Word of God. God began to deal with her heart. And what a wonder, you know. God knows how to get a hold of us, to separate us, to bring us out of a world, a background, all kinds of circumstances. God is not restricted. There's nothing too hard for our God. We don't ever want to limit him. But praise the Lord, it was a wonderful thing. She was with us several Sundays, and we did see her baptized, but praise the Lord, it was a joy to speak with her too. And you know, she had a hunger for the things of God. And she mentioned maybe when she got her driver's license, it would be easier for her to get here. But praise the Lord, our God is a wonderful God, and his word is going to continue. He's, you know, until his remnant is all brought in, his word will stand, yes. His word will stand and nothing will prevail against it. Oh, we are in a kingdom that the devil cannot prevail against. The gates of hell cannot prevail against the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go now to Romans, the 5th chapter. Praise the Lord. And that very first verse says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there, yes, it's connecting with the thoughts and the chapter before, but oh wow, what a wonderful thought that we could be justified or declared righteous, if you want to define that word, by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, oh yes, Paul goes on to say more to describe this wonderful justification that we have. He says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Again, it's a wonderful thing because we know that, yes, well, Jesus was there on that cross. That veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holies. Oh, that veil, oh, yes, was torn. Oh, yes, it was no longer necessary there to distinguish between the holy place and the holiest of holies. Because, praise the Lord, what Jesus was doing there on the cross was giving us access to the throne of grace, to the presence of God. Oh, praise the Lord, we wouldn't need, you know, a go-between other than the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to find the Lord. Praise the Lord. He made a way, a living way, so that, oh, we could all have access by faith. Oh, yes, we've got to believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord, so that faith that we need to have access into this grace, that marvelous privilege that we have to go before God, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You know, it's a marvelous thing to think that, you know, when we have needs, when we have petitions, when we have burdens, or when we just even want to rejoice, we don't have to go seek a priest or some intercessor to go to God for us. You know, we can go directly to God ourselves. Amen. We can kneel before Him or stand before Him, humble ourselves before Him so that, oh yes, He will hear us. And oh, what a wonderful blessing that is to think of this privilege that we have in the Lord Jesus. Oh, and this hope, we can rejoice in this hope. Of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. It's real. You know what? Boy, that veil, it is torn. It's gone. Oh, yes, we have access to God. Praise the Lord. So we can glory in that. Oh, yes, we can rejoice in that. We can stand on that promise. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to say in verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, I'll tell you what, it's not so easy always to suffer tribulation. But here there's a wonderful point that is being made. And we know that it's also declared in one of Paul's epistles that all they that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That's actually in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And Paul, in that chapter, was talking about some of the things that he had to endure. Paul didn't have it too easy. Oh my, but you know what? Paul never gave up. You know, they might have stoned him, but praise the Lord, he came back. You know, even if he was dead, he rose to, you know, the saints prayed and he came back. And he didn't just go, you know, say, well, I guess that was close enough of a call. I just guess I'll just now take it easy and, you know, not pursue all of this anymore. He was back up and working for the Lord, going forward. Oh my, you know, he just kept going no matter what was going on with all the trouble. And it says, just reading a few verses here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he says in verse 10, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience." Verse 11 says, "Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me." Praise the Lord. Yes, they did all manner of things to Brother Paul. But praise the Lord, he knew what it was like to be delivered. Oh, from all those attempts. Praise the Lord. And he said, yes, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Oh, it's not a strange thing to the child of God. In fact, if we just turn to 2 Thessalonians, a few pages before that, in case you went to Timothy, the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians also speaks about tribulation. Let's just look at this a minute here. It starts by saying, verse 1, "Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth." Oh, I'll tell you what, this sounds like a thriving church, a people that were zealous for the Lord and loved one another. And here he's talking about, we are bound, or in other words, he's saying, we are compelled to thank God always for you, brethren, for it's meet, or it's appropriate, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. That's a beautiful thing, to see a people that, yes, are going forward, and their faith is growing in the Lord. They're maturing in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And plus, and the charity, the love that you have within your hearts of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Praise the Lord, that's a thriving church. A church that loves each other and you know, is growing in the Lord. Then it goes on to say, "So that we ourselves glory or boast in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." So obviously, it wasn't that, you know, there was no trouble in those ways in this church. Obviously, they knew what it was like to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. You know, it comes out in this verse. "So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." Oh my, and then he explains, verse 5, "which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer." Oh, it's going to be something to be expected if you're really serving the Lord. You know that you've really given your lives to the Lord. It's going to be manifest, or, you know, a token, something that is actually to be expected. A sign, actually, that you are a child of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That just kind of makes it easier, doesn't it? Which is just to think, I mean, none of us like to go through these hard things. But praise the Lord, it makes us to thrive in the kingdom of God. I mean, we sometimes talk about the underground church in China. And, you know, I'm sure many of those dear, dear people, you don't always know if they gather to meet, you know, if they're going to get back home. But praise the Lord, I believe there is a fervency in their heart. You know, there is a love and a zeal for the Lord that cannot be denied. God sees it, and oh, He honors that, and oh, He uses that. I do think also that the church that seems to strike me as the most thriving of the seven churches in the book of Revelation is the church of Smyrna. And that too was a church that was suffering persecution. Oh, praise the Lord. But yet they were rich in spite of their tribulation, their poverty. They were rich because, oh, they knew the Lord and they had a zeal for the Lord. And oh, they were willing to suffer for the kingdom of God's sake. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. John is writing here, verse 10, chapter 2 of Revelation. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Oh, praise the Lord. A manifest token. Oh, yes, that we are the children of God. Oh, of the righteous judgment of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We're supposed to leap for joy if we're persecuted for the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. So here, back in Romans chapter 5, oh, he said that we should glory in tribulations. Or it also means to rejoice. Glory means to rejoice in tribulations. Because we know that tribulation works patience within us. It doesn't work. You know, if everything was silky smooth and there were no conflicts, there were no trouble, we wouldn't grow. We'd probably get stagnant. We'd probably, we'd maybe disappear. We'd maybe stop serving the Lord. Oh my, but it tells us here that, yeah, tribulation worketh patience. And that patience gives us experience. Oh, so we can look back and see how God has helped us. So we have all these experiences, to bring to mind, to help us as we journey through this life. And that experience gives us hope. Oh, hope. Oh, yes, that makes us not ashamed. Oh, because we have hope that one day, yes, we're going to be with the Lord. Oh, not for just a moment, but for all eternity. We're going to live and reign with Him in a world where there is no trouble. There are no conflicts. Oh, my, there's no sickness there. There's no death there. There's no night there. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes. Oh, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus will be the light. And no need for the sun, no need for the moon. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, a city, oh yes, that will know no crime, no conflicts, no trouble, no strife, no robberies. Oh, praise the Lord, no murders. Oh, our God is so good. But we have that hope within our earth vessel, that hope that one day we're going to see Jesus. We're going to live with Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and know each other as we are known. Oh, praise the Lord. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So praise the Lord. He gives us that gift of His Spirit. Praise the Lord, so He can rule in our lives. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, also by the Holy Ghost to give us much hope. Praise the Lord. And it goes on to say, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, he did the unthinkable. Oh, yes, when we were in our trespasses and sins, when we had that ugly kind of background, oh, in spite of that, he commended his love toward us. He demonstrated his love toward us in such a way that it could not be denied, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, praise the Lord. This is unthinkable, that one, in spite of all, you know, the nasty things that we have done, and you know, our waywardness, our you know, our just our sinful nature, and just all the, you know, all the things that we don't even want to think about if we've given our hearts to the Lord. Oh, my. But yet, when we are back there in that way, he died for us. And praise the Lord, because he loved us while we were yet sinners, we are justified by his blood. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Oh, praise the Lord, that wrath that he is going to pour out on this world. Oh, praise the Lord, if we're in the Lord Jesus, if we have been made just by his saving grace, by his blood that he shed, then, oh yes, we shall be saved from wrath through him. If you're wondering about that wrath, I could continue in that first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, where it goes on to say it describes that wrath. Oh, yes. Let's look at verse 6 first. It says, after it's described persecutions and tribulations as being a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Oh, it's going to come back. That payday is coming. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Oh, we don't want to be on his left hand, do we? Oh my, this end that he's describing when he comes, oh yes, oh, from heaven, revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Oh, praise the Lord, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord, but he's coming back with vengeance. Oh yes, he's going to take his people. Oh yes, but oh yes, this earth is going to, oh, be destroyed. It's going to be on fire. Oh my, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Oh, how we want to be found in the Lord, because he's going to take vengeance at that time on them that know not God, that have not obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, and oh, how horrible to think that, oh, they would be punished with an everlasting destruction, in the sense that they would be banished from the presence of God. In outer darkness is another way it's described. Oh, yes, that place where there's, oh, the torment of hell. And, oh, yes, banished from the glory of his power. And he comes to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Oh, praise the Lord. And we want to be counted worthy. It goes on to say as this chapter ends, verse 11, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Oh, yes, that's our great desire, that we would be found in him, that we would be accepted of God. Praise the Lord, that we would be accounted worthy of that wonderful calling with which our God has called us. Praise the Lord, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, our wonderful God. Oh, praise the Lord. We want to be found in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back here in the fifth chapter of Romans. And it goes on to say, again, verse 9, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. He bought us so that we could be brought back to God, reconciled. We could find peace with God wherein we had been enemies and in opposition to his will and to his ways and in great, danger of hellfire. Goes on to say, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Oh, that favor in which we were bought back, that price that he paid for us on the cross, so that atonement was made, a sacrifice for sin, so that we could be brought back into favor with God. Praise the Lord. Then he goes on to talk about how one man came to this world and sin entered in. And praise the Lord, on the other hand, another man came into this world to deliver us from sin so that, oh yes, we could be redeemed. And oh yes, brought back to God. It says in verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Oh yes, the wages of sin is death. I mean, honestly, there's no getting around it. And so death passed upon all men. Oh yes, when Adam and Eve sinned, that statement of death continued. It continued and continued and continued. And it explains in verse 13, For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Okay, so they were not charged with that responsibility. It was not imputed at that point. But nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. They still were subject to death, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. Oh yes, there was, yes, the original Adam, yes, the first man that was made there by Almighty God. But oh yes, there was the second Adam who came to this world. And praise the Lord, that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the first one came and didn't do so well when it came to things that really made a difference. But oh yes, praise the Lord, the second Adam came, the Lord Jesus Christ, and praise the Lord, oh, Jesus came to this world and lived without sin. Oh yes, so that, oh yes, he could become that great high priest. Oh yes, that makes intercession for us. Oh yes, so he could atone for our sins. He could take those dreadful old sins from us and forgive us. Praise the Lord. That was a figure of him that was to come. But it goes on to say in verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. See, he's contrasting the two at this point. The rest of this chapter actually goes on to contrast the first Adam who came and committed the offense. But praise the Lord, the second Adam came to bring the free gift. Praise the Lord, he came to bring salvation. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Oh, that free gift that he so wonderfully, bountifully shed abroad so that we could come to him, so we could be forgiven our sins and our trespasses. Oh, yes, so we could find fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, so we could obtain eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, the second Adam who came, oh, to offer that gift by grace. And not as it was but by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Oh, yes. So that we could be declared righteous. Praise the Lord, the one, the first Adam, yes, his sin. Oh, my, it brought condemnation into the world. But praise the Lord, the second Adam came to bring forth a free gift, salvation, so that we could be justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Oh, again, the great contrast. Oh, the one man, the first Adam, oh, his offenses brought death. But the second Adam, oh, praise the Lord, brought us abundance of grace. Oh, a bountiful, oh, overflowing amount of grace so that we can come boldly before that throne of grace and find mercy and help in the time of need. Praise the Lord in that gift of righteousness. Oh, yes, by that gift we can reign, oh, for all eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Praise the Lord. It's such good news that, you know, Paul is emphasizing it and he's declaring it. He's stating it several times here because, oh, it's such wonderful news to think that we who once lived in our sins and trespasses can come to the living God and be forgiven and to, oh, yes, to be justified in such a way that, oh, yes, we could obtain the righteousness of God. Oh, yes, through faith. Oh, yes, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise the Lord. Oh, a complete contrast. Praise the Lord, that second Adam who came, oh yes, to bring us life, everlasting life. Oh yes, praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 explains, verse 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. Yes, God's order that, yes, first there would be the first Adam that was, you know, made after the flesh. But praise the Lord, the second Adam was made unto a quickening, an alive spirit, a life-giving spirit, you could say. One who would bring life for his people. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. Praise the Lord. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Oh, praise the Lord. And, you know, we were all born into this earth with our earthly vessels. But praise the Lord, that day is coming when we will be changed. Oh, it describes it here. Oh, yes, and as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And he went on to say, verse 50 here in 1 Corinthians 15, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Praise the Lord, and we shall be changed. Praise the Lord, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Oh, praise the Lord, that saying is going to come to pass at that point. Death is swallowed up in victory. Praise the Lord. Oh, grave, where is thy sting? You know, oh, death, where is thy victory? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ came to this world to redeem us, to set us free from sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as we finish Romans, this fifth chapter, verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise the Lord. It's the gift of God, salvation, what he did for us so that we might be his sons and daughters. What a marvelous story this is. Oh, what a privilege it is to give our hearts to the Lord, to be accepted of him, be able to come to him in spite of who we once were. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord to know that he has taken that bondage of sin and forgiven us. Praise the Lord, that enslavement that once was a part of our makeup and our background, oh, our ways of thinking. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus came to this earth. Oh, yes, to seek and to save those which were lost. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, praise the Lord, that grace that, oh, he has given us, that unmerited favor that we can, oh, obtain mercy. Oh, yes, from him, and oh, yes, be forgiven. Praise the Lord, our sins and our trespasses. Grace abounded. Oh, it was mighty. It overflowed abundantly. Praise the Lord, in spite of the offense. In spite of our background, all the things that we once have done, if we have come to the Lord, praise the Lord, we know what it's like to be forgiven. Praise our God, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, what a contrast it is. We were all back there in our sins and trespasses. But praise the Lord, he quickened us. He made us alive. He transformed us so that, oh yes, we could be his sons and daughters. We could inherit eternal life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But it's not by any works that we have done. We couldn't have merited his salvation no matter how we tried, by our own efforts, our own goodness. None of that could have ever have saved us. Oh, it tells us in Titus, the third chapter. Interesting chapter here as it begins in verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Oh, the description of the old man. Oh, praise the Lord that he would have mercy on us and see us in spite of our awful rebellion and sinful ways. Oh, my, this description. How once we lived in that world before we knew the living God. But praise the Lord, it says in verse 4, "But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us." Praise the Lord. It was just his good pleasure in the fact that he sought us and he had mercy on us. And in spite of everything we had done, the rebellious condition of our heart and all the sin and, oh my, all the willful evil thoughts that we once had, praise the Lord, he had mercy on us. It's his mercy, it's his grace, his unmerited favor that he has shown us. Oh, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, or the plan of God, so that we could come to him and obtain favor. Praise the Lord, so we could acknowledge him, so we could turn from our sins and repent and give him our hearts. Oh yes, turning away from the old ways, the old man, the rebellion, the sin, all the things that separated us from God. Again, yes, we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. But praise the Lord. See, it's a new and a living way that has been made for us. Oh, so that we can enter in, so that we can be forgiven. Oh, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward a man. Oh, he appeared on this earth, how he put flesh, how he extended his arm to reach out and save that which was lost. Oh, there was none else to save. Oh, they looked for somebody to save, somebody to redeem, and there was no arm, there was no extension, there was no means, there was, oh, no voice that, oh, could come forth to deliver people from their sin. But praise the Lord, God Almighty put on flesh, robed himself in flesh. Oh, yes, so that he could come to this earth as a human being, as a man. Oh yes, and walk this earth. Oh yes, and know what it's like to have this human flesh. But praise the Lord, yes, to shed his blood on the cross of Calvary so that there would be a way that we could be forgiven, that we could come to that throne of grace, that we could find mercy, that we could be forgiven, oh, from all those rebellious, willful, sinful, ungodly ways and thoughts that we once had. Praise the Lord, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, yes, so that we could come to him. Oh, yes, we could repent, turn from those ways, and yes, obey the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, identifying with him in the waters of baptism. Oh, yes, be buried with Christ in those waters of baptism for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. Oh, the washing of regeneration. Oh, yes, and coming up out of that water is a new creature in Christ. Praise the Lord, the renewing of the Holy Ghost that he has promised to pour out upon those who would repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord, that renewing of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, that ghost that he gave up on the cross. Oh, yes, so that he could come back. And oh, boy, praise the Lord, be within his people. Praise the Lord, put his Spirit within his people. Oh, praise the Lord, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, would come to this world to save us, to redeem us, to give us hope. Oh, yes, and yes, to make us his sons and daughters. Praise the Lord to put his spirit within us so we could be his vessels. Oh, yes, a light in this world that is so full of darkness. Oh, praise the Lord, and that we could rule and reign with him. Oh, yes. Oh, on that new heaven and earth that he has prepared for those that love him. Oh, praise the Lord. We serve a wonderful, wonderful God. I love how he has bought us, how he made reconciliation for us, that we might come freely to him and to be justified by his blood, and therefore be saved from wrath through him. Praise the Lord, our wonderful God who came. Well, yes, he had mercy on us when we were yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. Praise the Lord. And yes, now we have a hope in this earthen vessel, and we are justified. Praise the Lord. We are made just, or declared righteous by the living God. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful gift we have been given. I don't know if we could even just have a glimpse and just feel what, you know, he has done for us. But praise the Lord. You know, we're going to be worshiping him and praising him. Oh, it's going to be quite a realization when we get home and realize the great price that he paid for us, that we might be redeemed, that we might be brought to him. Oh, yes, and oh, yes, might be established in his wonderful grace and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love him tonight? Do you praise him tonight? Have you come to him tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. We have opportunity. Oh, yes, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. If you haven't given your heart to the Lord, do it tonight. He's here. He's here. Oh, yes, to forgive you. Oh, yes, to bring forth justification so that you can be redeemed by the blood of the Lord and reconciled unto God himself. Praise the Lord, he's here, reaching out, oh, calling, making a way for you to come to him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you are doing. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are justified by his blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, your unspeakable, oh, gift, oh, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can never praise you enough, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's here. He's here to meet every need. He's here to reach out. Oh, yes. Give your heart to the Lord and oh, let him work in you and make you his own. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He was nailed to the cross for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our hymnals to number 240 and sing My Redeemer, number 240.
of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant port I'll tell, how the victory He giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with Him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name.